Now to David Greenhalgh, who is an employment lawyer at Accello Law. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you understand why it's taking, I mean, not so long, but a while for Rishi Sunak to look at this report and make a decision?
Yes, I mean, obviously, as you've said, the report's taken an awful long time to put together. Lots of people have been interviewed. And, you know, and as an employer, they've got to make a fair decision and give it proper consideration. And I don't, you know, a couple of days to me would not be unreasonable in that. You know, you have to put yourselves in the shoes. If you were the person who was accused of the allegations, you would want your employer to give it proper consideration before making a decision.
And do you also think it's right that Dominic Raab has seen a copy of this report, including the names of the people who've made complaints against him?
Normally, in the normal context of employment, you wouldn't normally do that. The report would be either summarised, or the person accused would be given a summary, or names of the individuals who made complaints would be kept out, they'd be redacted, and to try and protect them. Also, it all depends what reassurances they were given at the time they came forward. You know, was there confidentiality somehow guaranteed? Were promises made? And obviously, if there are findings of bullying and there is breach of the ministerial code and Mr. Raab remains in place, obviously an employee in that situation may well have, you know, concerns about their future.
Absolutely. And that's why I was wondering if you think it was a mistake to actually put those names in the report that Dominic Raab saw.
It all depends on how the law operates under the ministerial code and how the reporting works. Under normal employment law, you'd be very careful to protect people's personal data, their identities, and data protection, etc.
If once Rishi Sunak has considered this report by Adam Tolley KC and Dominic Raab is found to have done nothing wrong, even so, it's going to be very difficult for people to continue to work alongside Dominic Raab in the Ministry of Justice, with both sides knowing that they've put a complaint in.
Yes, and you know, there'll obviously have to be a lot of hard work by HR to try and work out how to deal with that. I agree, it would be a very, very tricky situation.
Mm. Also, we're reading in the Times today that Dominic Raab is saying that he's confident that he's done nothing wrong. He's obviously read this report. He's confident that he will be exonerated. Legally, where does Dominic Raab stand in challenging things in this report? I mean, we know, don't we, from the Declaration of Interests earlier this week, that he's funded his own legal expenses. But can he challenge what's in this report?
Ordinarily, what happens is the employer would consider the report, an investigation takes place, the decision maker makes the decision is communicated. So if the decision is, for example, dismissal, under normal employment law, the employee gets a chance to appeal. That would be the situation. But you know, it may be different under the ministerial code.
Good to speak to you this morning. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Barry.
That is David Greenhalgh. He is an employment lawyer at Accello Law.